This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's parliament voted on Wednesday to back Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's declaration opposing the unilateral creation of a Palestinian state following growing international calls for the revival of efforts to reach a two-state solution to the decades-long conflict.
Such an attempt will only endanger Israel and will prevent the genuine peace that we all seek. Peace can only be achieved after we achieve total victory over Hamas and through direct negotiations between the parties, direct negotiations without preconditions.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Iran has accused Israel of a sabotage attack on an Iranian natural gas pipeline caused by multiple explosions a week ago, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The comments by Iran's oil minister, Javad Aoji, come as Israel has been blamed for a series of attacks targeting Tehran's nuclear program. He called the explosions part of an Israeli plot intended to wreak havoc on Iran's gas distribution. Israel has not acknowledged carrying out the attack, though it rarely claims its espionage missions abroad. The office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a longtime foe of Iran, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Karen Chamas.
Brazil criticized the quote-unquote paralysis of the UN Security Council on the wars in Gaza and Ukraine as it opened a G20 meeting Wednesday. The outlook is bleak for progress on the thorny agenda of conflicts and crises gripping the planet as foreign ministers from the world's biggest economies gather in Rio de Janeiro for the group's group of 20's first high-level meeting of the year. Brazil's top diplomat said the explosion of global conflict shows international institutions like the UN are not working. This is VOA News. Years of war has introduced new elements into Ukrainian children's lives, such as bomb shelters in kindergartens and schools, mine safety lessons, and first aid training. From Kyiv, Lesia Bakalets reports.
A kindergarten teacher says, look, here is an abandoned house and it can be dangerous. Why? A kid answers, because they may be a grenade.
These students in the city of Irpin are just 3 or 4 years old, and every week they have special safety classes. Now Ukrainian students of all ages get lessons in the wartime dangers they face every day. Lesia Bakalets, VOA News, Kyiv.
Ukraine's president has invited Poland's leaders to meet him at their shared border to resolve a blockade by Polish farmers protesting Ukrainian food imports. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the blockade is hampering the shipment of weapons to Ukrainian soldiers. He hopes the border meeting could happen before the 2-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine on Saturday. Meanwhile, Polish authorities have expressed concern after slogans praising Russian President Vladimir Putin and his war against Ukraine appeared at the demonstrations. James Biden was on Capitol Hill in Washington on Wednesday for a private interview as part of the impeachment inquiry into his brother, U.S. President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Sagar.
Mr. Biden, what do you make of the investigation, Mr. Biden?
It's one of several interviews GOP lawmakers have done in trying to build momentum for an impeachment process that stalled in recent months. Even some Republicans have criticized a lack of evidence directly tying the president to his family's alleged efforts to leverage the Biden name into corporate paydays. The probe was undercut again last week when an FBI informant who claimed there was a bribery scheme involving the president, Hunter Biden, and a Ukrainian energy firm was charged with making up the story, which was central to the GOP investigation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Judges say WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange won't find out until next month at the earliest whether he can appeal extradition to the U.S. on spying charges. If he fails, his long legal battle in Britain will have run out of road. Two high court judges say Wednesday they will take time to consider the verdict. It came after a 2-day hearing in which Assange's lawyers argued he risked a flagrant denial of justice if he sent to the United States to face espionage charges. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.